In the royal palace at Kandina, Rukmini was expecting Krishna to arrive, but when neither he nor the Brahman appeared, she became full of anxiety.
I am. What could be the reason then? Maybe Krishna has rejected my plan. Oh, where's Krishna? Where's the Brahman? Where are they? Maybe Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva are displeased with me for worshipping them improperly. Trying to frustrate my plan. Or is it Durga who's behind it all? She's the Himalayas' daughter after all. She's very cold and pale. But at least there's some time left. There's still some time left.
When her tears became more and more forceful, Rukmini closed her eyes in helplessness. While thus being absorbed in her sorrow, auspicious symptoms appeared in different parts of her body, trembling in her left eyelid and in her arms and thighs. Just then, Rukmini saw the Brahman. She could then understand the auspicious signs in her body, and she became overjoyed.
My dear Brahman, I'm so glad to see you. Has Krishna come with you? Has he?
Dear princess, I'm glad to inform you that Lord Krishna has indeed arrived. He requested me to tell you that he promises to fulfill your desire without fail.
Rukmini was so elated that she wanted to give everything she possessed to the Brahman. She looked around to find something suitable. Finding nothing adequate, she simply offered him her respectful obeisances. When King Bhishmaka heard that Krishna and Balaram had arrived, he personally invited them to see the marriage ceremony of his daughter. Out of curiosity and eagerness, the citizens of Kandina assembled before Krishna and Balaram and began to drink the nectar of their beauty.
If you, Lord of lords, are pleased with our pious deeds, then please show us your mercy by marrying Rukmini.